Fairly abruptly, didn't it? And the answer is, of course, yes, that did end fairly abruptly. This is going to sound a little weird for a second. Bear with me. Well, so, no, that's just going to have to continue to sound weird. And, yeah, the other microphone is picking up some of my speech. So hopefully I won't sound too weird, but you are listening to the Mr. Skullhead and Friends show. Right now, my friends are currently en route. We're actually going to have Amplitude join me if he is able to get here in Phoenix traffic, but Amplitude's in town, so Amplitude will quite possibly be on the show before too long. Before then, you get me and nothing but me, Mr. Skullhead, and you like it. Let's see, I want to get past Thursday's show, for sure. Blah, 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 that was the 6th, so we'll start on the 7th. Although Chick usually flushes them. Huh. LOTE says, some turtles don't have the headbutt bonus. Is there a reason for this? If so, what? I don't know if there's a reason for that, and I will put that in my list. We have this whole new system, which we should have done for every show ever, which is to make a list of all the things we say, oh, we should totally fix that, and use that list to actually do some of it. So I'll put that on the list. Southwest says, does everyone on the asymmetric team know how to write PHP, or is there anyone who only writes content? Me and Riff do not know any PHP at all, and we only write content. Riff actually is the unofficial puzzle master, too, so he puts together some of the trickier quests, like the level 11 quest. Generally, my job is, these days at least, is to have Jick come to me and say, hey, we've got all of these special adventures for Bad Moon, and each adventure needs to give you an effect that does X and Y, and figure out how to narratively justify that. And so I end up writing a couple of paragraphs at a time, so that they'll give me a structure, and I will fill it in. When we first started, it was just me and Jick, and he did all the coding, and we just shared the writing responsibilities and would bang out ideas back and forth to the point where, in the early game, it's impossible to tell which one of us wrote what. But nowadays, it's a little more structured. Xenophobe does most of the grunt work as far as coding goes. Jick does all the art and some of the coding, and does a lot of the big picture planning, and Riff and I do a lot of the filling in of the blanks. So that's how it works. Let's see. Living Lamb Pirate says, in Bad Moon, instead of a nerfed gift shop or not at all, it would be cool to make a haunted gift shop where possessed first-run gift shop items attack you and occasionally drop as items. That's an interesting idea, I suppose. That does make it somewhat less of a gift shop and more of a little mini-zone where all the drops are gifts. I guess the problem is we always think that the Heart, Spade, Diamond Club designations are absolute. So, like, nobody who does a Bad Moon run is going to be interested in gifts, because this is, you know, the Bad Moon is the antithesis of heart-oriented content, so clearly nobody's going to want to send gifts from Bad Moon, but I mean, there are Spadey Hearts, there are Diamondy Hearts, there are Purpley Hearts. Right. So, yeah, we'll think about that. Southwest says, Jick, whatever came of the bookshelf idea? I'm curious if you guys are actually considering it or if it got scrapped. Think of it as tabled indefinitely. I wouldn't say we've completely ruled it out. This whole idea of making the Tome of Snow Cone Summoning and the Grimoire of or the Librum of Candy Heart Summoning and the Grimoire part of a bookshelf where we could every year roll out something that's almost identical to the snow cones and that wouldn't stack with the snow cones, and you could choose which book on your bookshelf you wanted to read. And yeah, it's an interesting idea, but it's really an idea that seemed less and less necessary as we thought about it. And the more that people said, you know, as much as we complained that you have to have the Tome of Snow Cone Summoning to compete in the super bleeding edge speed ascending game, we don't really want to see the Snow Cone Tome be made available again, even in a slightly different form. So we tabled it. And on the table it stays. Let's see. Gleave says, if you expand the 8-bit realm, you should make us fight every shaped block from Tetris. What would we call them? Like, you were fighting a square. You were fighting a T shape. You were fighting a straight line made out of four blocks. I don't know. That's kind of funny. Let's see. Southwest asks what the deal is with Heartbreakers Hotel in Hades. It's going to be finished at some point. Alefian says, how about new kinds of items of the month, like permanent campground items, a superior house or something? Yeah, we are going to do some permanent campground items, but I don't like the idea of just doing a better house. You know, like especially a better permanent house that was, like, better than the best house. Because then we'd be kind of breaking the rule of not, we don't want to just take regular content and do only better. We want to do something interesting with it, but then we would be also guilty of giving people a huge advantage. Like, people would actually start resting at the campground again if they could have, from day one of their hardcore run, they could have something that was better than a portable house. But that's the kind of thing that people would like because it gave them an edge, and people would hate because it gave people an edge. Let's see. Disky says, how did you settle on having three accessory slots instead of some other number? We just didn't want to make it too complicated, so we definitely wanted a low number, but, you know, one seemed kind of silly, and two seemed not quite enough, and four almost seemed like too many. So three was the number of the accessories, and the number of the accessories was three. Let's see. Creeping Crud says you ought to fix the description for Immaculate Seasoning so it doesn't indicate that the skill gives bonus spell damage, since it does not, since in S13 you are correct, sir. Yes. Zerenthos says, Hypnodiscs are underpowered compared to Jack Belts. They could use a boost. I say that only because I'd rather not see a Jack nerf. Hypnodiscs are underpowered compared to Jekylland Belts, Jekylland Hyde Belts. We don't care. Honestly, yes, a Hypnodisc is an uber rare, but it may be underpowered, but it's still better than not having one. It's a great deal better than not having one. We need to get away from this comparative thing. Like, it has to be the best, it's not the best, you know, why is it not the best when it's an uber rare? Why is this Mr. Sore thing better, and why isn't it the best of you? We need to get away from that. We need to think of, yes, the Jack Belt is powerful because it's an item that nobody can ever get again. It can only be traded between players. There are still Hypnodiscs dropping, so they shouldn't be as powerful, right? Right. And even though, you know, the Jekylland Belt is the best, it's still good to have a Hypnodisc, right? Like, or is it worthless to have a Hypnodisc because it's not the best thing? Sorry. Yeah. Inferno Hero says, please add in soft green echo eyedrop antidotes into the quick skills restorative page. It would make life easier and less page loads. You know, it is true that especially with the negative stat effects, you do a lot of soft green echo eyedrop antidoting. They don't restore MP, though. So it would seem odd to have them on the item list. Although it would be nice to have even the, like, scrolls of drastic healing and stuff on there. So I'm gonna send that on to Xenophobe and suggest that we make that items thing a little more, you know, HP restores, MP restores, and status effect removers, of which I think there is only one. So yeah, I'll put that in there. Let's see. Yes, I will add that to my list. BioSpark says, so what did Zapruder just do to my mushroom? I'm not one to judge, but the thing was on fire, for goodness sake. It's artificial insemination. Completely artificial. And fiery. The World of Square points out that one of my new Maxwell Silver Hammer messages doesn't tell you how much damage it does. I always forget that. I always forget that that's important. And, so let me find that message. And think about it for some reason. There you go. There are now damage messages on that Maxwell Silverhammer report. Okay, LOT says, hey, could we please get a till rollover bleed option for when people are annoying or talking to already bleeded people, but we may want to talk to them later without editing a bleed list? No. If you seriously want to ignore someone, you need to be prepared to remember to unignore them later. I mean, come on. Somebody posted a link, and I had to click it, and yeah. Badness. Let's see. Dr. Van Mojo says, could you please make yay! Exclamation point, and boo! Not shouting. These are reasonable things to say, and in offensive on the eyes, could we get an exception? I would like to see the shout filter get a little more reasonable, because right now, in addition to getting rid of people shouting, it's punishing people for using punctuation and capitals correctly on short messages, so we'll try. We will try. Underfoot says, should the swarm of scarab beetles be showing up as an it, not a them? It's tricky, because it is a swarm of scarab beetles, sure, but it isn't it, by the way. The beginning message says, you are fighting a swarm of scarab beetles, it gets to jump on you, it's the swarm. But then later, all of the comment messages are theys, which I think is okay, because then, like, you tell the beetles that you love them. They gnaw through your skin. You know, not the swarm as a entity, but the individual beetles. So I think, though, that that's actually completely appropriate. Dr. Curie says, a glitch in the game, which I think you'll agree is severe. When players unequip all items, there is no change. Same as normal avatar, why not black bars over eyes, crotch, and for the lady's torso? What's a torso? Heck, it would even make a nifty outfit. No. Your avatar is displaying you naked anyway, except for any visible equipment. So, you know, all of the class avatars are already naked, so of course there's no change when you take your clothes off. They're just all, there's a series of nude portraits, and you should be touching yourself and looking at, when you look at them. And when you think about them, you should be touching yourself. QOV says, my name is pronounced to rhyme with mauve, and the initial sound is basically that of someone gagging on spinach. If I came to a KOL meet to teach you how to say it, would you stop calling me QOV on the radio? Probably not, because mauve is hard to say. We finally learned how to say Gleebs, and we still haven't learned how to say Archon. We say Archon. Maledictus, or possibly Maleditus, says, shouldn't certain ultra rares be made more powerful to keep them above and beyond ordinary rares? No. Just no. I really think we need to get beyond this constant comparing of the powers of things, and making lists and spreadsheets, and talking about how, you know, well, this one will occur once in every 50 adventures, and it does 3.4 points of damage, but this one occurs every 100 adventures and does 3.2 points of damage, so clearly this is a serious imbalance that must be fixed. And it's just like, no. No. Having a crazy bastard sword is neat, regardless of whether it's the best weapon in the game. It's fucking ultra rare. I can't imagine that you wouldn't be excited to have one just as it is. I don't know. I was talking to Merle about this the other day, and he had a take on it that I hadn't thought of before. That whole... He said, you know, you're not entitled to a new iPod just because the one that just came out is more powerful than your old one. Like, the game's been running for 4 years. Who are we to say that everything that was made 4 years ago needs to stay as powerful as it was when it was implemented? The world turns, the world changes. So change with it and stop with the comparing. There he is.
Hello, sir.
Mr. America. I think there's a chair for you over there. There's a... That's kind of an ass-broken chair. The black one there. That's Riff's chair. If you want to actually see the questions, you'll have to sit next to me. And use the headphones over here that are plugged in. Okay, come over here. Come over here. Grab that that chair and drag it over here.
Gotcha.
Or you can come sit on my lap, but yeah, me. Ladies and gentlemen, Amplitude.
Hi.
Making surely not your first appearance on the Jake and Skullhead show.
Second.
There, now your mic should be as loud as mine.
Fantastic. Yes, second appearance on the JNS show.
Isn't this an amazing rig we've got here?
It's awful. it's horrendous.
Splitters, and only one person can hear the music during the breaks. And
it's the worst thing I've ever seen, and you guys gotta come over to my place and see what I'm rocking over there. I have this whole, little mini studio desk I got for $20 at Best Buy because it was on display model, and it's perfect. I got a 3-mic rig. Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, we have something that's cobbled together from stuff that we already had, so it's, you know, your headset is missing an earpiece.
Yeah.
It's just short of being made out of tin cans and string. And if the mic volumes aren't good, then there's really nothing we can do about it because we don't have a mix board or anything.
Yeah. I don't I'm not used to broadcasting and not hearing myself coming through the headphones. This is odd. I'm assuming people can hear what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, and I could keep this up, and you could just watch the soothing EQ go up and down, like, okay.
Hey, I'm talking. Yeah, I am. There I am. I see me. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, Amplitude lives here now.
Yes, I do. I got into town on Friday, drove across the country, and hasn't quite sunk in yet. It's almost like I'm still on vacation right now. I just had fun dealing with traffic out on the 101.
Oh, yeah. See, I summoned Amplitude from the chat. It's like, dude, come drive. It's like a 15-minute drive, but...
Yeah, minimum, but it probably took me more like a half an hour. But yeah. The people here seem to be, like, resigned to their fate if they're stuck in traffic.
Yeah,
like,
there's not a lot of anger.
And I rage into the dying of the light. I mean, I was getting one, like, there's this wide-open lane. There's 5 lanes of interstate. The rightmost lane is wide open, and everybody else is just sitting in the other 4 lanes. I'm like, but I'm going to go over here and pass 100 of you, and so I'm just...
As long as that wasn't a lane that was ending, and you were being that guy.
No, I was definitely being
that guy.
Yeah.
No, nobody... There's not a lot of freeway rage, because it's too fucking hot. I mean, to roll down your window and shout at someone would mean exposing your sensitive flesh to the searing desert wind.
Install a PA system.
You just don't do it.
I'm going to install a PA system. Then I don't have to roll down the window and yell.
Nice.
I just amplify it.
You get some amplitude on your car radio. There's a thing you can put on your back bumper and control. You can program like 8 phrases into this scrolling LED thing.
Nice.
Dude, can you imagine how many deaths that thing would cause just if somebody cut you off and on their license played it said, "Fuck off, asshole," you know. Yeah. If somebody was tailgating me, I would want to, but, you know, like, get off my ass unless you're a hemorrhoid, you know, or something.
Exactly. There was a guy, there was a comedian, I have no idea who he was, who had this whole bit about how great it would be if people's license plate numbers were their cell phone numbers. So anytime somebody did something, you'd just be like, doot, 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 doot. Why did you do that to me?
I've always wanted the ability to just temporarily stun cars, especially trucks that are passing other trucks on the freeway going 46 miles an hour and causing all kinds of mayhem. Just, I don't want to hurt them. I just want to Magneto lift the truck up and set it gently to upside down
and
on the other side of the road.
You're in timeout.
So get the hell away from me until you find somebody to flip your car back over. We got questions. We got all kinds of people asking all kinds of questions. Half of these are not going to be anywhere near appropriate for a show without Zach. I mean, Jake.
Mm.
Nobody knows.
Or a show with me here. Kinda.
Yeah, start sending in questions for the Amplitude and Skullhead show, and then I'll reboot the questions in a bit.
Yeah, if it has anything to do with, like, poo or New Jersey, butt rock, I'll field
dudes.
No.
Yeah, it's starting. It's already on. Sinead O'Collender is a liar. Sinead O'Collender says, "I have a lot of Spanish flies I was hoping to turn in for Around the World, but apparently I can't do this once the frat boys have been bombed out." Oh, wait. Sinead O'Collender is a sorority girl. "I have a lot of Spanish flies I was hoping to turn in for Around the World, but apparently I can't do this once the frat boys have been bombed out. Will it stay this way?"
WTF?
You totally can do Spanish flies in Around the World after the frat house has been bombed out.
She just hasn't gotten the adventure yet.
Yeah, you can do it. You'll run into cavemen who have a very similar... Get off my shit, you stupid cat! Sorry, for those of you watching on the webcam, you'd understand what's up with the cat.
Are we on webcam?
No.
Ah, see, I do that on my show.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And actually, now that Mick is present, and we actually have a 3-cam shoot that we could do to him on Yahoo Messenger. Yeah, I do that. It's gonna be great once we start getting guests in, and then I can start, like, you know, light Zach's hair on fire. I mean, Jake's hair on fire, or stuff like that. I did my first show from here today. And I don't know how long I'm going to last getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do shows. I'm actually doing, like, a real morning drive now. I'm on the air at 7 to 10. And it's not good. When I'm tired, I make mistakes with words. And I was doing that constantly.
I meant to say, pass the orange juice, and it came out, "Bitch, you ruined my life."
That got solved in April.
Okay,
there's one for you.
It's for Mr. Skullhead. Wow. Steve says, "How about Land Under the Sea for new content?" I'm not even going to read that because we might want to steal it, because that's pretty funny. Occasional JD asks for a Talking Head in the Oasis. I don't know if Talking Head is in the same group of, like, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones or Oasis and Blur. It seems like they would be in a group that included, what, the Pretenders. And
yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I think one of my favorite current bands right now is the Fratellis.
I haven't heard much.
They are really good if you're from here. If you're from the UK, like, Rock the Slayer can't stand them because they're huge there. But here, their first single only made, like, a blip. And if you use the Fratellis, you can make some kind of pretty cool Goonies reference to the them as well. And they might fall into that genre of being at the Oasis.
I thought somebody sent me some of that, but I don't have any. It's weird. I got a lot of music. I also have, like, something burned into this monitor now. Yeah. I came back after the weekend, and both of my screens were still up and showing, like, I think that was a chat window, and my screensaver never fired.
Ah, I see.
The entire weekend.
Yeah, man.
So now I got a little burn-in on my monitor. I hate this computer so much. I finally got it de-virused, and then when I came back in today and tried to shut it down, it's like, oh, hold on. Do you want to shut down the XP-COM event receiver that is installed on your system? Like, yes, I would like to shut that down and not restart it, please. Everything falls apart, man.
The center doesn't hold.
That's true. God damn, I wish I hadn't seen that. That's really annoying.
We spent all weekend, it actually came up on my radio show today, we were watching one of my favorite books of all time is Stephen King's The Stand. I'm totally embarrassed to admit that one of my favorite books is a Stephen King's book, but I love The Stand.
And, one of my favorite books are Stephen King books.
We just spent the whole weekend watching the 1994 miniseries. Mm-hmm. Me and Mick. Mick had never seen it because she had just read the book. Do you remember the miniseries for The Stand?
Yeah.
Okay, you had Molly Ringwald playing Franny.
Yeah. I don't think I saw all of it, but...
Gary Sinise is in there, Stu Redman, Ed Harris is in there, is one of the... A lot of people are in there.
Yeah.
Worst casting for Flag ever, the guy from Law & Order, Criminal Intent, who plays one of, like, the bosses. The one who wears an eye patch now is actually Randall Flag. He had a mullet. Flag had a mullet in the miniseries. Bad mullet. I mean, not Billy Ray Cyrus bad, but bad. So on the radio show today, we were talking about, like,
Jimmy Sheridan.
If you were to recast The Stand... Who would you cast, modern actors, who would you cast in The Stand? And we would come up with some pretty interesting ideas. Like, I think, based on his performance in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, that Leonardo DiCaprio would be a great Tom Cullen.
Mm-hmm.
M-O-O-N, that spells Leonardo.
Yeah.
DiCaprio.
I think Rufus Sewell is kind of underused as just a really creepy-looking dude. Yeah, the guy from Dark City and Night's Tale, I guess. But I could see him being having the right level of menace to play Flag.
Yeah, Mick wanted Vincent D'Onofrio to play Flag. But a lot of the girls like Vincent D'Onofrio now because of Bobby on Law & Order.
Yeah, my wife included.
Is she on that list?
They think he's so sexy because they just want to cuddle him because he's awkward.
And intense, and he just looks at you with those eyes, and you just... sometimes I feel for him. I mean,
I enjoy the show. I don't know if I would put him on a list of like attractive human beings. He is a good actor, and just anybody who can play Orson Welles and Edgar from Men in Black, and the guy from Criminal Intent.
What was the movie he did with Keanu Reeves?
The
one with the Minnesota, where they were brothers and marrying Cameron Diaz.
Oh, and the Feeling Minnesota.
Feeling Minnesota. That wasn't bad either. He plays a good idiot.
It's true. The face is... He could not play a normal guy. Like, he can play the autistic detective, and he can play the kind of retarded guy, but there has to be freakishly smart or freakishly stupid. Could you guys please just re-examine Spectral Snapper, says Lee Galkarer. Okay, dude. Sure. Blah, blah, blah. Jade Dragon P says, McMillican Cuddy give you thistle wine if you've completed his quest as a frat? Shouldn't it be lager? No, he doesn't make lager, he makes wine. I'm pretty sure that, I need another monitor. Two monitors is just not enough.
I just got a very big widescreen.
Oh, I see, yeah, he should. He should be giving you lager instead of wine, you're right. If you complete the quest as a frat boy. I have the desire to, there's like a Dell computer now that's like $800 and is almost twice the, more than twice the hard drive of this one, more than twice the RAM, with a monitor that's about as big as these two stuck together. Like, tasty.
I've been looking at their new 22-inch widescreen laptop. That is actually, it's really more of a desktop that folds in half.
Yeah.
And the keyboard comes out and it's wireless. That thing, that thing is badass. And then the whole thing folds together into one, like, that case with a handle. And it's kind of like a transformer, I guess. But it's a laptop.
I'm going to show you the transformer I got at Comic-Con. It's an Optimus Prime that's like 3-4 inches tall and fully transformable.
Nice.
It's got like 80 little tiny plastic pieces. Very, very fun. Naked Jew wants the familiar that is like the hobo, but with food, to be the hungry, hungry hippie. I have another idea for that, though. I think that might happen for October. Frozen Flame says, "Thanks, assholes. I heard Two-Headed Boy whilst listening to one of your old shows. Now it's stuck in my head and is now one of my favorite songs. Can you recommend any other songs by Neutral Milk Hotel that I should get stuck in my head?" With Neutral Milk Hotel, there's one album. There was an album before that, but it's really not that good. But just buy or somehow acquire the album In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. Mm-hmm. And that will... If Two-Headed Boy was your introduction and you liked that, you will love the rest of the album. It took me a while to get into that, because Aeroplane Over the Sea was the first one I heard, and then the more shouting kind of stuff took a while to get into.
In the Aeroplane Over the Sea is required learning for any KOL me, too, by the way.
Right. It's a good thing it only has 4 chords.
Right.
This year we're singing Jonathan Colton, though.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, I've got Re Your Brains.
Okay.
I learned how to play that solely to sing it at KOL meets.
I brought all my guitars, they're all set up in my apartment. Mm. So, we have plenty of instruments.
MC Frontalot might need to borrow one of your guitars.
I heard this rumor, and I don't like it.
I mean, I told him he can borrow mine, so.
Okay, he can borrow yours. It's my prized possession. I don't want to hand it to somebody I don't know to play on stage before I do.
Yeah, that's true. He's gonna... It was just for Origin of the Species, I think.
Yeah, that's what Zly was telling me. It's just one song.
I have played my guitar on a stage. A very small stage. I will I'll let him use mine.
Are you talking about the stage at Arkansas? No, wait, that was my guitar.
Yeah, that was your guitar. No, I played... not any gigs that weren't open mic nights, but, you know, I was on stage. I played, like, 2 or 3 songs, and nobody threw anything.
I was, money. I was over the fabulous new, Jick Estate the other day, and, I was talking to Hot Stuff, and we brought up Arkenstock.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, wasn't Arkenstock kind of a horrifying experience, but, like, it's something that, like, you had to be at? I mean, it was by far the most uncomfortable meet.
Right.
95 degrees during the day, 30 degrees at night.
Yeah.
Dogs
and people running around pissing, shitting, and puking on everything inside.
Yes. There were definite, I guess you would say, sewage problems.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
Toilets backing up onto carpeted floors.
Oh, God.
Women shooting milk at bystanders. I can still lactate. Want to see?
No, if you and so many people were there that I didn't meet because I was just ridiculously intoxicated in my tent the whole time.
Yeah.
But like there were people I was like, oh, you were there? Like I don't remember Hot Stuff being there. I don't remember Doc Trauma being there. I vaguely remember Merle being there.
I remember Merle because he let me borrow his cell phone. Because it got reception out there.
That's another problem we had. Yeah, if you walk to, if I walked to like one far corner of the tent city, I was able to get reception. Mm. That was it.
It was a bad idea. It was a lot of fun, but I've since appreciated that none of the other meets have been outdoors.
Outdoors, yeah.
Like, the whole hotel thing seems to work pretty well. I wonder how many people are going to actually be staying at Candlewood for a con this year, because every person that I ask has a clan house.
It's a better way to go. It's a better value. I mean, for almost the cost of, like, I actually, for last year, for Con 3, we spent less renting, me and Daz spent less renting a condo than we did at the Candlewood by, like, $200.
I wouldn't be surprised. And then you can get a pool, and you can get a party house. It'll be interesting to see how the after party thing shakes out. I'm guessing on both of those nights there are going to be four different places that I'm going to want to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to either hop around or just pick one. But Con's going to kick all kinds of ass. Is what it's going to do.
Is that a statue of Slash back there? That's awesome.
Yeah. Or Alice Cooper, maybe. It's not mine. Yeah. So they did... I think they did Alice Cooper and maybe Slash, and then they did Bon Jovi. Which is kind of like doing Freddy and Jason and Hannibal Lecter and Elmo. You know? That's like, I don't care that people from Jersey tend to be awesome. Bon Jovi can suck a dick.
It's
horrible.
It is actually being announced. Somebody just told me this. I forget who it was, but that on Tuesday, I guess tomorrow, they're announcing that Bon Jovi's what's the name of the song? You Can't Go Home or something like that?
Yeah.
It's going to be the official state song of New Jersey.
Oh, God.
And that's being announced tomorrow. So, hey.
At least it's not It's My Life.
I could think of so many other Bruce Springsteen songs I'd rather have be the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, why not Bruce? Why not MCR? They're from Jersey.
MCR. Why not Naughty by Nature? OPP is a anthem. I mean.
That is the anthem. Get your damn hands up. Where's the Fred Levi usually tells me what came out on the Wii Virtual Console every week? Dude, fuck you, Badgers. Says, hey, Jake, I remember when you made rape jokes and said, when reading questions. Grow some balls, Jake. Even Scully has balls, and he's a girl. Shut up.
I've seen your balls.
Badgers also says, I'm joking, but speaking of girls, there was one old show with Mr. Scully and Mrs. Scully as lie. Could something like that happen again? It was very awesome. Girls are awesome. Yeah, Badgers, and someday, maybe, if you're lucky, you'll get to touch one. Mm. But,
highly recommended.
One of these days. Yeah, we were mainly doing that because Jake was out of town.
Yes, this is when he was overseas, yes?
Yeah.
Right.
He had flown in the airplane over the sea.
Mick's going to join my show at some point when she can wake up before noon.
Hmm.
She likes sleeping.
Maybe she could just stay up.
Yes, that would probably be more likely to happen than her getting up to be on the air.
She does... She's kind of like a small mammal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is a small mammal, really, but she sleeps a lot. She when she's up, she's really up. She radiates a lot of heat, heart beats really fast.
Yes. Opening windows, middle of winter, pissing everybody off.
there were mornings when we were staying with Mick in London that we would wake up with icicles hanging off of her bodies, and she would have opened all the windows in the middle of the night in January in London.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. Lucy Space says, how much are you freaking out about Con? Not at all, because Lyania kicks so much ass, and she, before we even thought of what we wanted to have done, she had already done it.
And made the arrangements, and made deposits, and it's been taken care of.
Yeah, everything that I would ask her about, she... Like, hey, what about... And she'd go, yeah, I already did that.
It's amazing how each year it gets markedly better than the year before. It gets bigger than the year before.
It gets better than the year before.
Yeah. I know we have way more people coming this year than last year.
We have almost 200.
I was talking about this morning, and I'm going to talk about it again since we have a... since we have an audience, but I have to give a piece of advice. I consider myself a seasoned veteran of KOL Meets.
Yes.
And I was telling my listeners this morning, I'm going to tell all y'all now, listen to the Jay and Esha, but don't commit the KOL Meet blunder at GameWorks and get so trashed that you're not functional on Saturday for the barbecue. Because it's so easy to do. They serve those damn big beers at GameWorks, and they're so tasty. They're like 32-ounce beers, and I know that I got obliterated last year at GameWorks,
yeah.
And I was miserable on Saturday. I really think I'm going to actually make a concerted effort to not drink getting worse just so that I can, because the barbecue is going to be that worth it, the concert's going to be that worth it. You don't want to be sick, hungover, just feeling like death. So that's my advice. Maybe I'm getting old, I don't know.
I imagine that, and I haven't actually gotten hammered at GameWorks ever because I have to drive home, so, and Jess has a little more social anxiety than I do when it's a whole bunch of strangers, you know, so I usually volunteer to drive so that she can get hammered, mm-hmm. and then she's usually fine the next day.
That explains why I was buying her drinks so often.
She had like four people buying her drinks. I don't think she paid for a single one.
No, I don't think she
did. That's the privilege, man. You got the boobs.
I know a con, too. I was buying several rounds for her, Aaron, and Andrea. The mixed cocktail, sex on the beach and crap like that. Oh, Jesus.
Now, I'm going to try and maintain a healthy buzz. I think that's about it. Maybe if I can get a ride somewhere Saturday after the concert, I'll get hammered. But I think and the parties are going to start on Wednesday, pretty much.
I know a lot of people get into town tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Dazzle will be here tomorrow. That's when people start getting hit in the head with balls.
Yep. All you can hope is that the balls that he hits you with are not attached to his crotch. Oh, Gleeps is coming. Hey, cool. See you there, Gleeps.
Sweet.
Terror T says, hello, do you have to have any downloaded software to listen to GKOL? I know nothing about GKOL, but I'm guessing not.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
GKOL people are cool. I talk to their organizers a lot, and I like those people. So.
I think we were talking about them last week, and said there's no rivalry there, really, and... we're cool with them. We just don't know anything about them.
There's no history. Let's put it that way, as opposed to some of the other stations that have propped up once in a while. I'm just saying.
With their unmitigated flaws. Maybe I should just play that as my musical break tonight.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. Okay, it was really cool, though.
Bob221 says, will there be a Maple Leaf Towel Crane familiar? There will be a Maple Leaf familiar and a Towel Crane familiar. I don't know if we would have another familiar that duplicates the functionality of the Towel Crane, because it doesn't do anything. We should do that for every Mr. Store item, like, combines a Baby Gravy Fairy, a Ghoul Whelp, and a Pet Rock. That'd be awesome. Jer the Red says, any thoughts on whether the item of the month will be tweaked? I'm pushing for it, because it's not one that, like, we laid out really specifically and we're pissed off that people are complaining about it. It's one that came almost entirely from Jake's ass. So, yeah, we threw it together, and I think that we will end up tweaking it a little, probably before the end of this week. So that people can have another 15 days to buy them. Oh, excuse me.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm going to have to listen to the playback and see what the hell that sounded like. And if you play it backwards, if it says turn me on, dead man.
I like Kippy's question. How do I listen to the radio show? Why would we answer that? You're not listening to the answer.
Is every system, every time I send a system message that says the show's going to begin, send your questions to Radio Bugbear, and I would get 12 people going, how I listen radio, what is Jake and Skullhead show? You know, WOT, of course. So now I put, if you don't know what I'm talking about, check here and link to the FAQ, but there are people who can only read 4 or 5 words at a time. DJ Ashlon says the obligatory every so often request for a hammock. Sooner or later, we should put the gauze hammock in.
I love hammocks.
And now my wife still wants pineapples in the game, somehow. Yeah. Someday. We were going to do pineapples in the context of being able to mix 3 or 4 different kinds of alcohol together in the pineapple to make a drink, and just never did it. And now if we add anything to the drinks, then hot stuff has to go balance them all out again, and then everyone has to complain, because I used to do this, and now I can't do it, and now I have to figure out a new thing to do, and your game sucks now. Not that I'm saying. I'm surprised there aren't any questions in this list, actually, about the 12 pages of argument about the Bounty Hunter that made me want to stab myself in the head.
I've been having lots of fun with that. I just do it every day, and I don't see... It's a nice addition to the game.
See, I was one who, when I first saw it, I went, dude, it would take you a year to get all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. And I was excited about it. But it was interesting. I was listening to an old JNS show right after he did the Pants Trophy. And it was exactly the same argument. It was, we collectors have to collect everything, and if we can't collect everything, then we might as well just quit. And I collected trophies, and now I can't get them all, and so I just have to quit now. You've made me quit your game. And with the other one, it's, we want this reward, and because we have to have it, because it's the best, and either we have to get it or we quit, and we're not doing this ridiculous quest, so we're going to quit.
See, I have OCD, and that is a disturbing OCD thing right there, where, all right, if I can't do this, then I'm out. It's obsessive-compulsive behavior.
Well, at first I was saying, you choose to play the game this way, and that means that you have to choose whether you want the reward or whether it's not worth doing the quest. So, if you want the reward and you want to play that and you don't want to do the quest, you've got an incompatible set of choices. That's, you know, your desires don't mesh. And they said, no, we did not choose to play the game this way. We have to play the game this way. We have to have the best of everything, and if we're, you know, for speed ascenders, like, we have to be 100% optimized. It's not enough to be 99.9% optimized. So I said, okay, I understand now, you have a mental disorder. And for some reason, they took offense to that. But what you're telling me is you have this compulsion where the game's going to be ruined if you can't have the best thing. That's just one step away from arranging your pieces of corn in 10x10 rows.
They're the same people who go to this convenience store and go through all the milk to find that one container that expires a couple of days later.
Yeah, I made the mistake of, I took a bad bounty this time. They were all bad today. I'm going to have to quit this game.
Oh, I was going to work on the other one, but I accidentally overdrank because I accidentally went to the tavern for some unknown reason. So tired. And just trying to get my turns in before I went to bed to wake up at 6 o'clock for my show. It's terrible. It's just awful.
Think about when you start working.
When I start working, I'm going to go to a night show. And that'll be fun, because you'll come over and we'll start some shit. And,
and then, you know, on October 15th, I'm going to move. And
oh, yeah, right. Yeah. And then I'm going to get your room. Yeah, Jick said he'd come over and do some shows. And I was like, do you realize that I'm right now on the air at 7 o'clock in the morning? He was like, oh, no.
I accidentally woke up at 7 o'clock.
Well, see, if you wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to go over Amps and go on his show. And I have coffee and cinnamon rolls and Cheez-Its, lots of Cheez-Its. Mm. Big Cheez-Its. I like the big Cheez-Its.
I like the big Cheez-Its because they make me feel so small. I'm a midget. I'm a giant. People are saying the Tetris pieces are called Tetrads. And someone else says they're called Tetrinos, and I think he's completely making that up. I'm going to make an entire Tetris board out of my basement floor when we get our new house. It's just this long rectangle that currently has tile in it, and I'm going to get new tiles and use them as pixels and build a Tetris board with one hole in the middle, and then on, like, offset a half tile, have the straight piece about halfway down.
I mean, are you talking about making it functional, or just...
No, not playable, okay. But just a Tetris pattern on the floor.
I think we can make it playable. It's just a matter of...
Just use magnets instead of yeah, tiles.
Exactly. You lay down some stainless, that'd be great. You could also just make it into like a tennis court if it's a long rectangle. A giant ping pong table.
I have plans. There's room in there for a bar, an air hockey table, and like a gaming nook, maybe a main cabinet, and our entertainment center.
Air hockey can get you a girlfriend.
already have a girlfriend.
No, I'm just saying that Mick and I basically...
Oh, that's right.
We had a bet on an air hockey game right. that I won.
I was like, dude, if you lose this... if you win this air hockey game, you get to make out with everybody at the time. And then you won.
I did that after that air hockey game. We don't talk about that night.
Oh. It was a really funny briefing Amplitude about what happened at the con.
No, it wasn't funny.
We didn't make anything up, I promise.
Yeah, well. Those black and tans, man.
Yeah.
They hit you in a weird place.
Wow. Istanbul. Istanbul. This is so new for you. Use a hypnodisc, use an offhand slot and give item percentage. Deck belts use accessory slots and give item plus and stat plus. Can they even be compared directly? They seem too disparate. This is like the first post from Istanbul where he's not giving me data off of his spreadsheet about, you know, this one gives 3.2 adventures more per turn, yet drops with a frequency of 25% less. And, you know, so awesome, Istanbul. I think you're right.
He listens to my show. Hi, Istanbul.
He listens to my music show sometimes, too.
Maybe he listens to all the time.
The three said, did you ever watch Schoolhouse Rock? If so, which was your favorite? Of course I watched Schoolhouse Rock. Conjunction was probably my favorite of the songs. Did you watch Schoolhouse Rock?
I did, but I really have very little memory of it. We were actually talking about some the other night, some of the kids' shows we used to watch. Romper Room. I was huge on Romper Room. I had Romper Stompers. They were great. Basically just flower pots with a big rubber band around.
Right. You know Romper Stomper is something totally different now.
No.
It's a movie with about Maori tribesmen in the modern age.
I thought you were
domestic abuse.
Like the Mexican Avalanche or something.
Well, let's ask Urban Dictionary. Romper Stomper to fuck the clit. Every definition on Urban Dictionary is to fuck the clit. Australian mutation of a neo-Nazi who wanders around with a skinhead haircut. And, a movie and lifestyle where Russell Crowe shows the entire world that he doesn't take shit from nobody. He kicks every pussy's ass in that shit and doesn't give two squirts of piss if they're his best friend. Yeah, you gotta love me some Urban Dictionary. Most useless site on the internet.
I like the after-school specials. Like the one on anorexia where the girl is throwing up in the jars and peeing in the jars and stuff and lining her closets with them so that her mom wouldn't find them as opposed to doing it in the bathroom. And there was the one with Ben Affleck when he was on the juice. He was on the roids.
He was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had roid rage. And there was one... who was the ugly one from Beverly Hills 90210? Tori Spelling.
Right.
Where she became, she got a job because she saw an ad for like lots of money if you were an escort, and then she found out that it was meant that you had to be a hooker. That was a good one, too.
Did you see the one with Helen Hunt?
Oh, she took the acid and jumped out the window. Yeah, that was great.
Oh, I see. Underfoot says the weapon messages are resolving as it. Which it... is kind of backwards. I don't know what to do about that. We got a swarm of scarab beetles, and the message text, you know, it's like it gets the jump on you because it's a swarm.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when you're fighting them, you're probably hitting individual beetles. I don't know. Dude, Istanbul says who? He doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't listen to your show.
Yes, he does.
Zoe Harriet says, is there going to be a Dependence Day tomorrow? I believe so. It'll be functionally identical to the previous one. And if anybody posts any more bullshit about how we planned it and terrorists and subversiveness, then I'm going to punch somebody.
Read what Lilith said.
Lilith says, egg, egg, egg.
Go Sox!
That is all. That is all that Lilith says.
Jaeger bombs. Papa John.
I saw the sign.
Oh, God, yes. I forgot about that.
Let's see. I'm going to put some music on for our mid-show break and use bathroom, smoke a cigarette, and then we'll be back in a bit.
Is there any beer here?
Yes, there is.
Yes. I get to see you once this month. I get to spend my $50 and hope that I get reinstated. But for now I'm the guy who's just out of luck. Your intuition serves you well, not to mention all those horror stories you've heard, and now at last you see that if you get involved with me, it's the way that will leave you lost. So if you want to be confused, and if you want to be a stranger, that will take you there. I keep on looking in the mirror, trying to find those devil horns, but I can't see, it's just too bright. There's just too much light emanating from my halo.
Sorry ending, they always get it. naivety succeeds. At the final moment I cry, always cry at endings. Just thought I'd let you know goodbye, said the hero in this story. It is mightier than swords. I could kill, yes, sure, but I could only make you cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Oh, get me away, I'm dying. 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 Oh, I'm dying.
Angry.
Thank you.
Alright, so we're back on the air. That was Glenn Phillips from Toad the Wet Sprocket with Walk on the Ocean. Before that, I'm in a mellow mood. We had Belle and Sebastian and You Were Spiraling. It occurred to me the other day that the Decemberists, are you familiar with them at all?
A little bit, yeah. They've been sent into my show. I wouldn't say I'm a fan or experienced, but...
Somebody sent me a couple of tracks, and it's like, if you listen to Belle and Sebastian and go, God, you know, I kind of like them, but I wish they would just mellow out a little. And that's the Decemberists. The Gun Run says, do you guys have any advice for getting Asian females to play KOL? Is it the case, the Gun Run, that the half-Japanese girls do it to you every time? Because then my advice is to go to their room and read their diary.
God damn those half-Japanese girls.
Yeah. I don't know. We've been trying to make the game as kawaii as possible. So that we'll see if we have a massive influx of Asian girls. We've tried to add more tentacles. And we know if there's one thing Asian women like, it's tentacles. Duff Killigan says, Scully the Amplitude, what's your favorite colors?
That is what he said.
I don't lie.
What's your favorite color, sir?
I like colors. I don't know. My favorite color used to be black, and then I heard too many people, my favorite color's black. Yeah. Black like my soul. So, yeah.
But pink's the new black.
That's true. I enjoy a dark red, I think, as a general rule.
I like a regal, royal purple.
Mm.
The other day, Jick took some great pleasure in pointing out to everybody in the room that I have a tattoo of myself on myself, as he put it, in a faggy purple. That wasn't too fun, but
yeah.
But I like purple.
You have to admit that the people who meet with you or meet you and hang out with you for a couple of hours at a con are never going to know that you're the guy who has a self-portrait as a vampire tattooed on his body.
Right.
And you surely have to concede that that is something that everybody should know.
They should find out on their own, though. They shouldn't just be given away.
By taking off your pants.
Yes. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? The first, that weekend in September back in, was it 04?
Mm.
When me and Daz came out here for Thor's barbecue.
Yeah.
The first night we were here, it's first night in town. I haven't met any of you guys at all. Went to a karaoke bar, and then we all ended up at Jick's house. And I was talking to the girls. It was like me holding court with all the ladies.
Right.
And we were talking about tattoos, and I explained it to them. And they were like, all right, you got to show us. So me and I believe Jezzerfly and all the girls that were there walked around the corner to the living room where I proceeded to pull down my pants. And they're all, like, on their hands and knees, like, looking in at the tattoo. When Jick comes walking around the corner, me, pants around my ankles, and he was like, dude, I don't want to know. I turned around and walked away. And I was like, well, I guess this is Phoenix.
I know one other dude who has a tattoo on that location, and it seems a little impractical if you ever want anybody to see it.
It's also a painful place to get a tattoo. Your thighs bleed bad. I mean, I actually got electrocuted. I told you that story, right, about how I got electrocuted while I was getting that tattoo?
No, Jesus, how did you do that?
All right, it was in the the tattoo's on my left thigh, and I got the tattoo in the middle of summer. It was hot as hell then. I was wearing my Birkenstocks.
Mm.
And my tattoo artist's chair was an antique 1920s dentist chair, all made out of solid steel, bolted to the floor. And I kicked my sandals off. I had my sandals on the metal, like, footrest of this chair. And he was doing the side of it. The back of the back contacts on the tattoo gun touched the arm of the chair. And I grabbed it out. I started vibrating. I'm shaking.
Oh my God.
And he was like, what was that? I was like, I don't know. And he was like, I was like, did you hit a nerve or something? He was like, no, you don't hit nerves when you're doing tattooing. I said, okay. So we took a little break, started again, happened again, and we finally figured out that I was grounding out in the chair and getting electrocuted while getting inked. Not a pleasant sensation by any means.
If only you got to Constantine getting electrocuted where you got to see, like, psychic visions of what was going on in the world.
That didn't happen. I love that movie.
What was that noise coming from over there, Riff?
Have you seen it? Well, pretend that it's not based on
it. If you pretend that it's not based on it, it's a fine film. But then again, I'm starting to think I have piss poor taste in movies. Because I really thought that the remake, the reimagining of the Dukes of Hazzard was fun.
I never saw that. I
thought Johnny Knoxville did a really good job. And Willie Nelson is always fun to watch on screen.
Oh, yeah. Because he's perfectly preserved. Like, nobody's told that dude that he's died yet. I don't understand how they can make Daisy Jessica Simpson.
You know, I
half woman, half fish. That chick's got gills.
She's got a weird face.
Yeah.
It's very angular. I'm also a 32-year-old schmuck who's actually going to critique Jessica Simpson because who wouldn't jump at her body, especially in Dukes of Hazzard, was just disgustingly fine to look at.
Yeah, but she has no brain.
Oh, I completely concur, and that's nice.
No, it was,
I don't want to talk to her.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk politics. I don't
want. With Constantine, though, I kind of feel like I would still like to see them make a Hellblazer movie, but for pretty much starting from scratch, it turned out really, really cool. It was kind of like if like End of Days hadn't completely sucked, it would have been like it that kind of thing. And Peter Stormare is the devil you just can't beat. You're going to leave John Constantine. Peter Stormare is one that can save just about any movie. Gunrun is asking the same questions he asks every week. He kept asking me and Jake if we got laid during high school, and after about three times of us saying no, now he's asking if any of our friends got laid in high school. I'm sure they did.
I was the guy who I got a girlfriend freshman year in high school and kept her until I was into college. So yes, I got laid during high school, but just with one girl. And then when I realized I was almost 21 years old and thinking about getting married without having been with anybody else, I ended that, and then I caught up real fast for lost time.
Neither me nor Jack had sex, even with each other, before getting out of high school. Mine was summer after my senior year. But I didn't become the kind of rock star until senior year, when I was in all of the drama shows and doing concerts and stuff at school, and then that was when the women finally started catching up. I did have at least three women, like a couple of years after high school, and we were all sitting around bullshitting, saying, "Yeah, you know, I'm married now and everything, but God, I wanted to fuck you so bad in high school. I would have done things to you." When I, you know, right after high school, I was totally in my slut phase, and I slept with 12 guys, and I, you know,
in a night.
And I called them all Josh, and I wish I could have fucked you. And I was like, "Yeah." And they were women who I happily would have had some sex with. But, so ladies, if you have a crush on some dude, and you think that he has to know because you've dropped so many hints and he's just not interested, no. You go up to him and you say,
"Right,
sometime in the very near future, I want to be having sex with you, and I think that we should go on a date." And no guy will turn that down.
Right. "Yes, you can have me on a brick, then hit him in the forehead with it." That might get the message through.
I mean, take a picture of your vagina and show it to him with a little arrow that it says, "You could be here.
If you were here, you'd have gotten laid by now.
If you lived here, you'd be home by now." Katerina Navane, Hearts of Fratellis. So Luna suggests getting a Mac. I don't want a Mac, and I don't want Windows Vista. So my options are extremely limited, and I'm too stupid for Ubuntu. so I have no idea what I'm going to do. But, like, I like the design of Macintoshes, but I hate that, like, you can't upgrade them. All the software is more expensive. It's harder to run open source stuff on them. And
it's hard to justify the cost with
the mouse
cool
only
factor.
Has one fucking button.
Yes, it does.
Like, my mouse has, like, 8 buttons, and I use them all.
Although, I had this idea. Actually, Zlaini and I were at IKEA yesterday. And I had this awesome idea for, like, not so much just computer use, but just for being really cool, of on your kitchen table having a Lazy Susan with a hole drilled into it and having an iMac on it, and that's your centerpiece, and then for your desktop you make a picture of a centerpiece and then you have a wireless computer, and when you're eating you can just spin the Lazy Susan a wireless keyboard, I said computer, but yeah, wireless keyboard, and you could do whatever you want while you're at dinner table, because I think an iMac would make a nice centerpiece to a dining room table.
I like the old ones that just look like an old 10-inch TV, you know?
Yeah.
Although the ones that now they look exactly like a monitor
right.
by itself, and they somehow have a whole computer in it. It's really cool until I think of, like, my wireless network dongle thing wasn't working right, mm-hmm. so I got an internal card, and I opened my case, and I put the card in, and you just can't do that on a Mac.
No.
So, yeah, I don't think I can roll with the Mac.
Nor can you change the battery on an iPhone. That pisses a lot of people off. The iPhone, you see that? They cut it $200.
Yep. I want to see what Google's doing with the G Phone thing. So they're going to do something that has the touchscreen, that has very similar setup, but all open source. You can put anything you want on it. It'll play any media format. You can use it with whatever carrier you want. And it just seems really kind of groovy. Gunrun says, do you have any advice on making the perfect mix CD for a girl?
Rent High Fidelity.
Right. I was going to say, I made the mistake of trying to expose people to new music when I made mix CDs, and most of my girlfriends would just go, God, I'm not listening to this, what the hell is this crap? But when I found the right girl, I made her a mix tape. I made tapes, actually, the way that I always did, and she absolutely loved it, and then I knew I had found the right girl. So, I don't know, pick groovy music, but don't try and make every song have a meaning, you know?
Yeah.
And don't put any stupid stuff on there, because, like, you could put Hoobastank's The Reason on there, and, yeah, maybe she would like it, but that you would still be a retard for putting it on there, so.
I say, my advice is go pure 70s soul, because there's nothing in the world that can't be fixed with some 70s soul.
Lyle Green?
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn. So, on this Friday, as we were driving out to California, we saw there was a concert at the casino in the middle of nowhere out there that was Etta James, Al Green, and B.B. King.
Wow.
Together, one night only, for like $200. Oh. Gunrun wants to know if we have any advice on overcoming social anxiety. The only way to do that is to step outside of your comfort zone and try and talk to people. And when you try and talk to people, what I mean is try and listen to people. Ask a whole lot of questions. Because if you have social anxiety, you're probably not going to be good at conversation. It takes practice. So start with, you know, hi, how are you? And just keep asking questions and not saying very much. And you'll come off like a champion. And remember that the people who, in high school, are the awkward introverted nerds are the people who run the goddamned world. I was, Jake was, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, the guys who run Google, the guys who run YouTube. You know, there is nothing hotter than being a nerd right now, so don't worry about it. You're going to be fine.
And everybody has some degree of social... I have issues. A lot of my problems come about from, as a direct result of my radio show, just because I'll talk about anything on the air, and then people will come up to me at these events and be like, hey, remember that time you found Polaroids of your parents in their closet? And that is a really problematic thing. It's fine when I'm hiding behind a microphone, but when you're out in public in a bar, it's like, oh, Christ, you know way, way, way too much about me and my life.
It took me a lot of meets to get to the point where I could walk into a room where most of the people know who I am, and I don't really know anybody.
That's another weird thing. I can't count how many times like somebody's come up to me at a meet and introduce themselves, like, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'll say, well, hi, I'm Amplitude. I know.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't know how to respond.
Well, there's nothing you can do, because if you do the, like, hey, I'm Mr. Skullhead, they're going to say, yeah, I know. But if you don't say that, that'll be the one guy who doesn't know who you are.
Right.
And he'll go, and you are? And then I'm Mr. Skullhead, and then they'll go, and who's that?
And, which yeah. is why I always just wear a name tag that says I Speculum.
Yeah.
Or Severed Toe. Which I have done before. Sorry.
Right.
Unmitigated.
Hey, we're at the end of the questions as we know
I could answer the threes question up there.
What's the threes question up there?
Why do Red Sox fans suck so much?
Yeah, why do they suck so much?
Well, because they're from Boston.
Hmm.
Well, here's the thing. All right, well, first of all, I really can't answer this question properly because everybody's going to say, well, you're not from New York, you're from New Jersey, which is true. But New Jersey is a suburb of New York, and that's fine. Boston has always played the little brother to New York. And they're always like the... Like, New York has so many world champions. I think we're up to 26 now. 26?
Right.
And Boston has, like, 3-4 in the last 100 years. And they're always like the little brother. Like, look at me. Look at me. Look at... They're the whiny little brother who's tugging on your shirt sleeves. And,
Boston is also a medieval hamlet whose citizens are easily frightened by shiny objects.
Oh, God, that was the best thing ever.
My experience in Boston is fucking toll roads that you get on with absolutely no warning on the way back from somewhere where the way there didn't have a toll road.
Right.
One-way streets that randomly change direction and dead end.
Right. How about a
and
street...
And the fucking Aqua Teen Hunger Force thing.
How about a street 4 lanes wide with no lines painted on it whatsoever, and everybody's just kind of making... It's like an episode of Seinfeld, the wide lanes. 4 lanes wide worth of pavement, no lines painted on it, everybody's just doing their own thing. It's like, eh, just go. You figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Boston.
Yeah, fuck Boston, it's big stupid
really.
Ass.
After that week, and you know, I had a good time, you know, hung out with Jake and all that stuff and everybody.
Every time I've been out there, I've had a good time.
I was just like, dude, fuck some Boston. I would rather pay to fly everyone in Boston that I want to see out here than ever go there.
I've had some fantastic time hanging out on Cthulhu's porch. Got a Papa Sun on there, wireless, sit on the porch, but... Hmm. It's a dumbass city.
Giga Shadow 5555 says, what's the original definition of to fuck the clit? That was just what I came up with when Jake was telling me to go look something up on Urban Dictionary. I said, you know, Urban Dictionary is a good example of why democracy doesn't work. Because it's, you know, it's of the people, by the people, and for the people, and it's the dumbest thing on the planet.
Do you know what docking is?
Do I want to know what docking is?
You really, really don't want to know what docking is.
Okay, good. I can live without it.
You might want to look it up, though, on Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary?
Yes. Docking.
Yeah. Wow. Istanbul points out that when you have the bounty hunting outfit equipped and the jetpack equipped, there should be something that happens. And I think that something should be that just occasionally you accidentally get your jetpack fires and you end up in the Sarlacc pit. Tackling says, oh, come on, Vista is so pretty, it's like Mac OS X, except for Windows. See, I was trying to help my dad with a laptop that he had just bought that had Vista on it, and the wireless networking wasn't working. When that happens on my laptop, I go to wireless networking, I click repair, and it tries all these things to repair it, and usually it works. In Windows Vista, you have to pick, like, Oh, looks like your shit isn't working. Do you want to try and fix it? Yes. Someone is trying to fix your wireless network. Is it you? Yes. Do you want to disable and re-enable the card? Yes. Someone is trying to disable and re-enable the card. Is it you? Yes. Do you want to get a new IP address? Yes. Somebody is trying to get a new IP address. Is it you? Yeah. And it, every simple task from Windows XP is just ridiculously complex on Vista. Pran Equizer says, going most PCs, even if they come with Vista, can still have XP installed on it. That is true. I could just get the computer, wipe the hard drive, and put XP on it. I think I still have a copy of XP somewhere.
Ah, Dell XPSs have the options of keeping XP when you customize them.
Ooh. It would be nice. They should just give you the option. Like, do you want Windows Vista, or do you want software that works and is easy to use? I mean, I complained when Win 95 came out because it was so different from Win 3.1. So maybe I could get used to it. Stinette wants you to do an Australian accent.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I can't. I do one accent. It's this one. I say autumn.
Autumn and Aaron are going to get some coffee. And maybe an orange.
Shut up.
That was great. There was like one sentence you said one of the times you were out here that had every single word was weird. Yeah, I'm going with what I'm an Aaron for some coffee and an orange Julius. Maybe a glass of water.
Do you practice safe sex? The gun one has very deep relationship type questions. He needs to start calling Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Because honestly, dude, like he was saying how do you find out if a girl likes you or not? And honestly, you don't until she tells you. You can try and just kind of throw yourself out there and just be prepared to be shot down. But I don't know. I figured out very late in the game that not every girl that you like is going to be compatible with you, and if she's rejecting you, it's not because there's something wrong with you, but because you're not compatible. So you gotta wait for the right one to come around. Or you can be a total dick and just sleep with as many people as you want. That's what... No, I mean... The approach that Jake took was to be an asshole to women, and they slept with him in droves. He didn't get a lot of quality, but he got a lot of quantity, because he could go to a bar and just be a dick to a girl all night, and she'd be like, I have to have sex with you. You are such a dick.
I can't...
And, he kept telling me that I should do that, but I wanted quality, and so I waited. And, you know, the one person to whom he didn't do that is the person he ended up being married to. But, you know, he wanted to have a lot of sex. And
is that today's aww moment? I think that's the aww.
Yeah. But the gun run, I don't have to practice safe sex because I have a monogamous partner. And, you know, like George Michael said, explore monogamy. Or, you know, sex is best when it's one. But yeah.
Like me some George Michael.
Use a condom. I know. You know how I know you're gay?
No.
You like George Michael.
Dude, I'll admit it. I like some old George. All right, hello.
You just walked over here. You're like, oh, my phone's gonna ring. I gotta make sure that they get it on mic.
I always like the song Father Figure. Yeah. It's a good song. Is that the Paul McCartney CD sitting on your desk there?
Yep.
I can't stand looking at the picture on the back of it.
It's not so good.
No, where's the picture of him with his lips all pursed like an onion?
That one.
Oh, it's so disturbing.
Yeah, I was disappointed in that pretty roundly. Sorry, I'm having cord issues. Oh, you can't get Windows XP on a Dell. That's what I'd like to do. Because I'd like to get double the RAM and have it actually go twice as fast, because it's not running an OS that uses 3/4 more system resources.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice.
Mailbox Head says you can't completely concur, Amp. Either you completely or agree or you concur. Completely concur is oxymoronic.
No, it's not. It's redundant.
And you're oxymoronic.
Yeah, and oxymoronic would be I differ and concur. Like, you know. But completely concur is just, you know, it's like saying it's the most unique. It's redundant. You're vibrating like crazy over there, man.
Yeah, it's my, it could go to voicemail. I'm doing a show.
Istanbul says democracy doesn't work because it represents the people, but people are stupid. Yeah. It's kind of like Tom Lehrer says, the reason why most folk music, folk songs are so horrendous is because they are written by the people. It's not because people are stupid, but because democracy tends to reward the lowest common denominator. Like, if the most popular thing was always the best thing, every meal would be pizza and every CD would be Britney Spears, you know. Like, when you appeal to the broadest possible audience, that's what you get. Do you have any idea why that dude was asking you to do an Australian accent?
No.
It's weird.
I think it was just random.
We're not your monkeys here to amuse you, alright? We're not just going to be doing a whole bunch of accents and funny stuff.
As we grunt and read questions.
Hey, Armac is here. Armac just blue-faced me.
Armac!
I'm wiping your mind.
Blue face. Blue face.
Why so blue face?
Alright, I only got one eye. Cut it out.
Disco! Clackling says, man, I gotta tell you guys, I only played the first 10 levels of this game in order to reach the level 11 and 12 quests. They're just fan-fucking-tastic. Well, thank you. I actually hated the level 12 quest the first couple of times I played through it, and now I really like it. Because I've started to see how you can shorten it and mess with it. I like the level 11 quest because I always have something to do. Like, people say, it's, you know, it's too complicated, it's too involved, and yeah, I don't think so. I think it's like, one guy tells you to go over here and get this for him, so you do. And the next guy says, go do this for me, and then you do. And what you're not ever doing is just grinding, trying to level up. But I'm a suboptimal player. Now, Speculum checks in.
Dave's back.
Which means Lenore is checked in too. What up, Lenore?
They spent the night at my house the other day.
Yeah, I'm sorry we missed your welcome wagon.
Ah, that wasn't a welcome wagon. That's still going to happen.
Is it welcome wagon Wednesday?
Or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Zlyan's in charge of that too.
Right. She is totally the cruise director. We are all just hanging out on the Lido deck.
Yes.
She's going to be fun, like Skipper and Grunge and...
Yes, old time.
Contingent of people from England coming in.
Yes, actually, Doris and Pokey are in town. We need to find them and go out.
Oh, hell yes. They've
been here like since Friday.
These bastards. I swear she has my number. I don't know. And we're on the very bottom of the... I don't want an Inspiron desktop, thank you. Ew. Although what I have right now is 256 megs of RAM and an 80 gig hard drive. It's just sad. Yeah, the other thing I worry about with Windows Vista is I have this copy of Office 2003 that I've installed on every single computer I've owned since 2003, and I don't know if it will work with Vista, because I remember computers used to come with Microsoft Office. Now they come with Microsoft Works, which is an oxymoron, and to get Word, you get like a demo of Word, and then you have to fucking buy Word.
Yeah.
And you have to buy the whole package that has... You know, like, now, with 10 programs you're never going to fucking use, like, I just need Word and maybe Excel so I can do spreadsheets about how good the HP and MP restorers are. Yes, JPEG 420. That was the joke, that there are not levels of uniqueness. It's either unique or not. That's true. Couldn't something be... No, I guess it couldn't. Rickett demands that we amuse him. Go to hell, man. Gunrun asks, where do you see KOL in 10 years? Do you think your kids will listen to the podcast or the show? Totally immersive 3D virtual environment that you get through a tube in the back of your head.
Nice.
KOL's going to be a Matrix, man, and it's still going to be that quality graphic.
I would never let kids listen to my show.
No, I don't want my kids learning the language they would learn from listening to my show.
I keep telling Mick that my super sperm is going to devastate her birth control defenses and invade her womb. So maybe, but...
And then you were born.
See, your mom and I had a bet as to whether or not I could pull that off. And I did.
Go back up to the top. Send more questions. I answered some of these before you got here.
I saw something about Mick's icy vapor hotness. Send them to Mick. She collects those. Just saying.
It was funny having to go to her defense in the KOL wiki. Is somebody had written, like, it's clearly a reference to Vic's vapor rub, and she put, it's also a reference to my player name, Mick, and they were like, no, it's not. It's a reference to Vic's vapor rub. Why are you being, you know, just don't think you're so special, and so I had to go in there and say, actually, guys, we used to do that all the time.
It's true.
Just write people's names into the game.
Exactly.
Except P4ULs, because she was only 12 when she started playing, so.
You're still 12.
No, I'm 19.
So you're a filthy teen is what you are.
She's old for her age. You know what? Teenagers scare the living shit out of me.
Do they?
They could care less as long as someone will bleed. See, she's kicking you. She could care less as long as
yeah.
someone bleeds. So dark in your coat, I'll strike a violent pose. No choking, I'm in the air. Choke you.
Go to Hot Topic.
Choke you. Yeah, why don't you go and listen to your iPod while
yeah.
you ride around on your Heelys. And
yeah. Yeah, get some Heelys. Oh, dude, I want some Heelys.
You're more of a teenager than I am. I don't know what you're talking about.
Go watch your Total Request Live and...
Yeah. Go watch your Carson Daly. Is he even on that anymore? No.
No. No. Sorry. Like, we can totally stereotype teenagers from 10 years ago.
1994. Go watch your Real World with Andre and...
Who?
The first one. You were probably your fetus.
Yeah, I probably was.
Kids these days with their... They're Matrix Reloaded.
And Brenda and
they're Beverly Hills and 90210 and
Okay. Stop touching me. Stop touching. You're invading my personal space. I will hit your head with a bottle.
Catch you. I'll catch you like I cut KMD. I accidentally broke a bottle in KMD's hotel suite in St. Louis, and I threatened to cut him. And he was actually kind of scared, even though it was pretty clear that I was joking.
I'll drop you on your face like Clarity. That really happened. Were you
yeah.
me? Oh, yeah.
I think that I was Columbus. Are you going to Columbus this year?
I don't know if I'm going anywhere, because I'm here now.
That's true. I'm going to Columbus. Totally. Glal Noob says, oh, I've decided to become a spade. See, I've already got Excel open. You know, it did annoy me, though, that in the BHH thread, somebody said, well, you know, in a perfect game, the spades wouldn't just be told to go have sex when they point out that something's imbalanced. I say, no. You can point out that something's imbalanced, but when you present me with this big list of, like, every HP restore and its relative rareness and its relative power and it expressed as a coefficient what the rareness slash power ratio is and all this shit, then I go, yes, go have sex. And the hour that you spent putting together that whole presentation for me, you could have had sex. If you're not that good at it, you probably could have had sex a couple of times.
With yourself.
And even, yeah, even solo. And remember, as Desert Fly always says, you use a condom.
You want to answer that one about why no Arctic Monkeys?
I actually have not heard a single Arctic Monkey song.
I don't think I have either.
I keep getting them confused with Snow Patrol, and since I want to harpoon Snow Patrol...
Is Snow Patrol even a British band? They sound like they are.
They do.
But something tells me that they're not. I think I read somewhere that maybe they're from the Chicago area?
Huh.
I'm not sure. I might just be talking up my ass.
With their whole, if I just lay here...
I hate that song so much.
Would you lie really with me?
I like the song Spitting Games, but that song is just a miserable dirge about nothing.
If I just lay here.
It's repetitive.
I can't type and talk at the same time.
Oh, Mealy Loaf. She was in the feud for My Big Package today.
Huh. Did she win?
No.
Oh. I was waiting for that to scroll. Or to... something. Bye, before you all. We love you.
Yeah, go to Hot Top.
And your underage ass. somebody made a damn Gina using only the letters that are available in game. Although I think they used an L for the I, because everything's an I. And the comma from the Dungeons of Doom. That's cool, though. Thank you.
Now go get it tattooed.
Oh, I'm getting a tattoo, by the way.
What do you get?
After Con. That.
That's nice, dude. Did somebody draw that for you, or did you draw it yourself?
Yeah, Agro Badger did a tattoo for me.
That's pretty badass.
Hey, guys who are listening to the show... there's my tattoo. What do you think? Don't bother to respond in radio because I'm not actually listening to radio.
That's very short.
Let's see. Dr. Curie says the bounty hunter is made of wind. That's right. Drass says, will KOL be doing anything fun for Talk Like a Pirate Day? For certain definitions of fun. Actually, we have no idea what we're going to do. It's, what, 19th of September is Talk Like a Pirate Day?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, so historically we've done something, which means we should do something. What we should do is put in a really long and complicated quest with an awesome reward. I'm still bitter about the fucking Bounty Hunter Hunter. Istanbul says, I'm trying out a ghoul whelp for the first time, and it's actually way better than I thought. What else are you hiding? Yeah. Some of those old familiars, man, they're really good. You should all use them.
Any big plans for 9/11 slash...
Wait, Honjo says, so Mr. Skullhead, what size hard drive are you looking for? 250, 500, a terabyte? I honestly don't believe that any human being needs a terabyte of storage. I guess if I wanted to put my entire DVD collection on my computer like I did with my music collection, maybe. But, I don't know. Because right now I've got a 75 gigabyte hard drive. And it's filling up rapidly. So, I would, yeah. I'd like to have at least double that. But... yeah.
Dude, you could buy that at Walmart for like...
I know.
Nothing.
I think I'm just going to get an external drive.
That's the way to go. The way to be.
Southwest says, Gully, how's the calendar coming along? Southwest is actually in the calendar. He is Mr. July, I think. And the calendar is at the printers. We have paid for it, and they are shipping it to us. We should have them by the barbecue. If we don't have them by the barbecue, we should have them by the concert.
Sweet.
So they will debut for sale at Con, and then we'll put them in the store. If there are any left. KMD says, my tattoo looks like a swastika.
What?
It so doesn't. I actually thought about that, like, oh, there's the arm going down and the other arm goes up, and but then if the right arm was up, then yes, it would kind of look like a swastika, but I don't think it does. And I do hate Jews, so. Safe for Work says, Dear Mr. Skullhead, Open Office says 90% of MS Office for 0% of the cost, right, but that would require me to fuck around with open source software, and I'm not really good at that. Although I started using Audacity for recording stuff, and that is a beautiful program.
Cool.
It does everything my old multi-track recording program does with, like, half of the memory space and half of the file size. It's beautiful. It'll even do MP3s. Gleeb says, be nice to Paul, jailbait jokes are not funny. Who the fuck says that jailbait jokes are not funny?
They're like fart jokes. They're always funny.
I mean, I find it kind of creepy when people talk about, ooh, jailbait, when they're talking about people who are underage, but...
Right, she's not.
P4UL is not, so it's funny to make fun of her for being a zygote.
Besides, we like picking on kids.
That's true.
Because we're old and crotchety. I'm old.
XYM says, Heelys and Tarabang. Just wear some frickin' roller skates. You know, or wear some goddamned shoes. Every time I see some dumb kid, like, scooting along in the mall, I want to trip them. Yeah. That'd be great. Since I'm Italian, I can get away with kind of swinging my arms when I talk, and I can make it look real natural. But it's not so much that... I mean, kids are fucking spazzes anyway. To make them that mobile, no. They really should only be on wheels in certain designated areas.
It'll only be a matter of time before there's helmet laws passed with them, and then they'll just become not cool.
Yeah. Anything that you have to wear a helmet to do.
It's pretty much not cool.
Shop Troll says, that was me who said the thing about Spades going to have sex, and I was really grasping at straws for something that pisses off Spades in this game. Oh, I see. Well, I understand. Clackling just got Metroid Prime 3. I'll have to try that. Subot says, having sex is a few minutes of pleasure, but a balanced gaming experience is hours of fun. Can't you understand that?
No.
Like, you know, drinking caffeine can alter your perception of reality for hours, and drinking a whole bunch of liquor can only alter your perception of reality for 2 or 3 hours. But they're kind of quantitatively different experiences.
Oh, Mealy Loso, dude, I'm sorry. Stop. Just don't have such a feminine name next time.
Oh, Mealy Loso's the one who's been in the Pirate's Cove for 3 weeks without getting a second snakehead charm. Have you got the quest? You got the first charm? You're waiting for the second charm. Mealy Loso, I'm going to fix your little red wagon.
Clickety clackety clack clack clack.
Oh, damn. Except first I have to figure out how many R's are in the snakehead charm. There we go. Do you like that? Well, command line. Just, hey, give me an item. And it gives it to me. It's fantastic. That's why I'm so good at this game. Gwal Noob says, tomorrow's Independence Day and 9/11. Any big plans? Yeah, we're going to never forget. That's what we're going to do. Actually, we were thinking of making it so the Naughty Sorceress gets tired of her tower and decides to build another tower. And then you have to commandeer the airship with a box cutter that you get from the funhouse. Crash it into her second tower.
Wrong.
Well, there were people who were accusing us of combining those holidays on purpose, because they extrapolated really quickly that the second one was going to be on 9/11, so we decided to say, no, if we were going to do that, we would do it like this, and we certainly won't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, Mealy Loso, I'm just going to send you a snakehead charm, because I don't know what's wrong. Enjoy. How often have you heard somebody say to you, Amplitude, I'm a man?
A lot.
And is it usually post-coital?
No. Well, there was that one time. big hands brought back.
Right.
Yeah.
The Gun Run says, have you seen Chocolate Rain? Yes, I have seen Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain.
You know, I want somebody to mash that up with that Rihanna song about the umbrella. Or umbrella. That would be beautiful. I think I'm going to have to go out with Chocolate Rain, or as much of it as I can stand to listen to, which are usually about 2 or 3 minutes. Hagula says that tattoo looks like a swastika in the same way a cactuar looks like a swastika. I kind of think a cactuar looks like a swastika, so... Right. Hagula says Ampow is mainly a little bit of a femaleish name.
I don't know. I don't know how that works out in my head. Like, there have been so many times, like, I just won't click on a profile during my show and I get a gender wrong. Like, who do I always do it to? Steppen Razor. Steppen Razor, I just thought sounded like a masculine name, and that's actually a really cool chick from New York, and I felt bad for her because I always called her dude.
I think we're...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're totally free to get off the air if you.
Hey, that's great. I think I have to go meet with Riki Kiki Taco and Merle over at my shag pad.
Hot. All right, thank you very, very much for joining me on the mic for this one.
Ah, you're welcome.
And we'll see you guys later.
See you tomorrow.
Good night.
Let rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain. The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate rain. The prisons make you wonder where it went. Chocolate rain. Build a tent and say the world is dry. Chocolate rain. Zoom the camera out and see the light. Chocolate rain. Forecast to be falling yesterday. Chocolate rain. Only in the past is what they say. Chocolate rain. Raise your neighborhood insurance rates. Chocolate rain. Makes us happy living in a gay. Chocolate rain. Made me cross the street the other day. Chocolate rain. Made you turn your head the other way. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain. Using you to fall back down again. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain. Using you to fall back down again. Chocolate rain. Seldom mentioned on the radio. Chocolate rain. It's the fear your leaders car control. Chocolate rain. Worse than swearing, worse than calling names. Chocolate rain. Say it publicly and you're insane. Chocolate rain. No one wants to hear about it now. Chocolate rain. Which real hard it goes away somehow. Chocolate rain. Makes the best of friends begin to fight. Chocolate rain. But did they know each other in the light? Chocolate rain. Every February washed away. Chocolate rain. Stays behind as colors celebrate. Chocolate rain. The same crime has a higher price to pay. Chocolate rain. The judge and jury swear it's not the face. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain. Using you to fall back down again. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain. Using you to fall back down again. Chocolate rain. Dirty secrets of economy. Chocolate rain. Turns that body into GDP. Chocolate rain. The Belka blames the baby's DNA. Chocolate rain.